It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt with you, the morning show, as we get ready to wrap things up for the week on this Friday morning. I'm happy to say that fresh off the bus from Santa Barbara, we have Dr. Dog in studio. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to see you here. Everybody's moving a little slowly here this morning, including me. I had a late night.
We got it together. We're tip-top.
Yeah, I can see. It's great to see you guys. Why don't you start off with a couple of tunes for us, then we'll come and catch up. I know you're in town tonight and tomorrow night at the Greek with the Lumineers, and then your own show at the Troubadour on Monday, but you're right here performing for us. What's the first song?
First song is called Too Weak to Ramble.
All right.
We'll get to that. I was a child when I left home. I wandered blindly until I rose. Others have secrets.
stop. It makes you move round and round. Like the moon is coming down.
The truth don't stop.
It's really coming.
The truth don't stop.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you on The Morning Show, and Dr. Doug joining us live in studio. Thanks for playing a couple of songs for us, guys. As I mentioned at the beginning, you're in town tonight and tomorrow night at the Greek with the Lumineers, and the songs you just played for us from the new album, and we have a couple of minutes to talk before we finish it up with one more song, so tell us a little bit about this one. It's called B Room, comes out on Monday, apparently. And you did things a little bit differently this time around, right, recording-wise? Scott, Toby, whoever wants to pick it up.
Yeah. The main difference is we recorded in a new studio we put together back in February, and that only marks itself as a difference simply because we'd been recording in the same place every time for I guess about 8 years.
Yeah, I mean the band's been around what, 9-10 years now, something like that, and you've always worked in this same space. Was there any particular reason that you decided to change things up?
Just the basic, we were kind of getting tired of it, and we wanted to be able to track more live, but our old spot was just one room, everything in one room, the control room, no isolation in any way,
right.
Not even isolation really with the control room. So technically, a new spot was going to help us record differently, and also we just kind of wanted to get into a different neighborhood, and get out of where we were. It's pretty rough and desolate, and not much to do outside of the studio. So
so where did you relocate to? Where's your new space?
Yeah, we're like 5 miles outside of Philly now, but it feels like a world away. We're on a creek and stuff, and it's great. It's an old mill building and gigantic, tons of space, and so much fun stuff to do there.
So many
activities.
In between songs, in between tracking, there's something to do, or at least something to look at.
Yeah, which I think most musicians know goes a long way when you're confined to some
sure.
some couch and some magazines or whatever. I don't know. The whole thing gets sapped out.
What about recording, though? You mentioned that you wanted to track live. Is that something you hadn't done before?
Little bits. It's been part of an ongoing pursuit of ours with each record. Looking back, each one has kind of introduced that a little bit more.
Right.
And then for certain, this one, I mean, with all those little bits and pieces and those little steps we've taken leading up to this one, felt like by far our most clear-headed vision to do it that way for us. And so much so that the first couple weeks we simply played live. We didn't even address songs or anything. We just played live, and we just kind of jammed and recorded it and stuff. And
is that how you worked out the songs? You didn't actually have songs ready? You sort of jammed them and they came together in studio?
In some cases, yeah.
Yeah.
Not in every case, but more so than ever.
So as we mentioned, the album's called B-Room. It comes out on Anti Records on Monday. And this is the third full length, right?
With Anti, yeah.
Yeah. And if you look at the course of the records that you've done over the decade or so, where do you think this one puts you as artists?
I think this one firmly establishes us as legends in our time.
In your head. All right.
I don't know. I mean, I every album for us has managed to kind of keep things moving, you know, keep us on the road, keep us comfortable doing what we want to do.
Mm.
And my hope with this one is that stays its course. And yeah,
The road becomes increasingly important.
That's pretty much the whole story, really. Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, most of your life is spent out there doing that. So your records either help sustain that or not. And in this case, I think it will, though. I think it will. We have an awesome fan base by now. I mean, whether or not we pick up any new folks or not at this point, which is obviously something we're all interested in happening.
Sure.
But if not... we've been at it long enough and have picked up a good enough, strong enough fan base where I think we'll be fine.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to play one more for us before we wrap it up at the top of the hour. We'll say our goodbyes now, I guess. But tonight and tomorrow, Lumineers.
Oh, this is you.
At the Greek. And then the Troubadour, which I'm told is sold out. It went on sale and sold out immediately. But if you want to try and get in, it'll be on Monday night at the Troubadour. A little bit of a change around in guitars in there right now as we get ready to say our goodbyes. And are we good, guys?
Yeah.
All right. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
It's called Broken Heart.
Thanks again. It's Dr. Dog on The Morning Show with Nick Harcourt at KCSN.
To my chair, a love for me has been a walking apart. It doesn't really matter, it never really mattered. I never really had a broken heart, yeah. It's such a shock to me. What looks to me like people going through the motion, and when it's over, yeah, the house is broken. I'm fine on the shelf. She really loved him, but I couldn't see it. Though. He really loved her, but I don't believe it. Fine on the shelf, she really loved him, but I couldn't see it. He really loved him, but I don't believe it.
Freedom from love, freedom from the heartache. Freedom from love, freedom from the heartache. Freedom from love, freedom from the heartache. Freedom from love, freedom from the heartache.
I never really had a
broken heart. You don't believe me, just look at my chest. The way some people like to run and hide. I never really had a broken heart, nah. Never been undone. It's just playing out. It took a do it, you can do it too. But I don't believe it. I'm fine on the shelf. She really loved him, but I couldn't see it though. He really loved her, but I don't believe it. Oh no.